fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of December. Prepper tip of the day, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain your situational awareness. The expanded prepper tip, work on your physical fitness, both aerobic and anaerobic. They're both important, and they both need to be worked on. Okay, for the time being, we're going to have open lines. So you call numbers 512-248-8252. I was listening, I think it was Mike Adams. It may have been Dan Bongino. I listen to both guys pretty frequently, just about every day. One of these two, and I don't recall, I apologize, which one, said that President Trump has told his people to leave Washington, D.C. I got a note from a friend of mine this morning. It was a copy of a tweet allegedly sent by a White House staffer, basically saying the same thing. It's going to be later today. It may be over the weekend before I can privately confirm if that's the case or not. I'm certainly going to reach out to see if I can do that. If it's true, at the moment it's a big if in capital letters. If it's true, it's major. If it's not, well, obviously, it's no big deal, just another rumor. We shall see. Now, why would the president ask his people to leave? Well, he wants to keep them safe. Why would he want to keep them safe? Well, I can think of two reasons. One would be implementing the Insurrection Act, which would lead to a pretty widespread lockdown in Washington, D.C., and maybe the surrounding areas going out 25, 30 miles. Or the alternative would be war with China. Now, if it was war with China, I think the orders would be different. I believe that he would tell his people to go to the pre-stocked shelters for government employees. I think that's where they would be going instead of going home, just leaving Washington, D.C. So I don't believe it's war with China is the reason for the president's people leaving Washington, D.C. We shall see. So here we are. I'm looking at the calendar here, the 18th day of December. Next week will be a short week. There'll be some work done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There won't be any work of any consequence done by most people most of the time on Christmas Eve. That's been my experience in the workplace. Now, when it comes to something critical such as saving the Republic, you know, the people involved in the network are probably going to continue working, maybe even on Christmas Day or and the weekend following Christmas. That's certainly a possibility given the gravity of the situation. People like Sidney Powell, General Flynn, who's working with Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani's people, and others. We got some critical dates coming up here pretty quick. The next critical date, the major critical date that I'm aware of, is the 6th day of January, when the Vice President opens up the envelopes from the 50 states and tells Congress which of the Electoral College votes he's going to accept. Apparently, he's got a lot of authority to accept or reject Electoral College votes. So that's a critical date, and I would love to see something resolved before then. That would be my desire. I assume many of you feel the same way. The report from the Director of National Intelligence was supposed to be released today. It may not be released today, we're hearing, because of internal strife. They were ordered to have this report prepared and released by today. That's apparently not going to happen. It needs to happen. Maybe it will happen. It's being said by some of the observers of these events that what's in that report will give President Trump the legal authority to implement the Insurrection Act. It's looking more and more like that may be the best option for the president. I don't know what Sidney Powell is going to be able to pull off in front of the Supreme Court. I don't know what Rudy Giuliani is going to be able to pull off in front of the Supreme Court. They both have large legal teams. They're doing great work. After what happened last week with the Texas lawsuit in front of the Supreme Court, I don't have as much faith in them as I did. I still have some faith in the Supreme Court. We'll see. In the meantime, the mass media is treating Joe Biden as if he is the president-elect. And under normal circumstances, if we didn't know what we know, I would agree with that, but I don't agree with that. Because I know for a fact that the communists stole that election on behalf of Joe Biden, along with some others. Literally stole it. Not figuratively, literally stole it. The future of our republic is at risk. That's how serious this is. When I mentioned earlier people working next week and the following week, everything's different for those people. At that level, if I was on Sidney Powell's team, I'd be working 16 hours a day on this matter. I would. That's the gravity of this. It would be almost like being in a jury trial. When I'm in a jury trial, everything else stops. I get up early. I get dressed, get to the courthouse, and then that's the whole day is being in court up until 5 or 6 o'clock. Sometimes court runs late, and it is so physically and emotionally draining that all I can do at the end of a day of court is go home, eat a light meal, take a shower, and try to get some rest and get ready for the next day. There's no reading newspapers, no listening to music, no listening to radio, no social interaction of any kind, except maybe say hello to the wife. That's how important this is. The longest trial of my career in front of the U.S. District Court in East St. Louis was about 2 months. And I lost track of everything. during those 2 months. If it wasn't for my wife taking care of things, I don't know what would have happened. She made sure the bills got paid and the rest of the routine domestic stuff that takes place around any household. But that was a total focus of my life. And for the men and women on Sidney Powell's team and Rudy Giuliani's team, I have no doubt it's the same. That the entire focus of their life is these legal matters. Nothing else is happening. Nothing. So I read an extensive article written by the head of the Oath Keepers this morning. I didn't get through all of it. Very well done. Very well done. He really lays out the historical significance of what's going on, how and what is taking place right now, how important it is for the president to not give up, to take action. And then if he has to rely on the militia will be there to help him. My friend Sam Andrews and I, we did 4 hours of radio and TV Monday, 2 hours on my show, and another 2 hours with Doug Hagman this past Monday. Well, Sam is advocating that American men come to Washington, D.C. armed to take action with no specific plan, no chain of command, no organization that either one of us is aware of. Well, I'll agree that men need to be on standby for that if there is a viable plan with a recognized national leader and a chain of command and a specific mission statement. I haven't seen any of those things yet. If I do, then I'll certainly consider becoming part of it. But in the absence of it, I'm not going to volunteer to be part of a complete cluster. I'm not going to do that. And I would encourage anybody else to not do that either. That aside, the communists are not going to give up. They're going for broke. They put everything they had into defeating this president the last 4 years, going back to 2016 when he began his run for president, once it became clear that he would become the candidate. They came in with both guns blazing. And they recruited the FBI and the CIA and the Office of the President to accomplish these goals. The president has been under continuous attack since before he became president, beginning the summer of 2016, when he was running. These people are serious. President Trump was not supposed to be the president, just like John Kennedy was not supposed to be the president. I was a young man. I was 16 years old when President Kennedy was assassinated. I remember just like it was yesterday. President Trump was 17 years old. I also recall when he ran for president in 1960. What the mainstream media, well, we didn't call it then back then, the newspapers and TV shows, they made fun of President Kennedy. He was too young, he talked funny, and he was Catholic. There's no way this guy was going to get elected president. That simply wasn't going to happen. President Nixon didn't talk funny. He wasn't too young, and he wasn't Catholic. It was his turn to be president. Then we had the first televised presidential debate. That changed everything. President Kennedy paid attention to the TV people. Senator Kennedy, you need to have some pancake makeup on here. You'll look better on camera, these really bright lights. Vice President Nixon ignored what the TV people told him. He didn't allow them to put makeup on him. He looked terrible. He looked terrible on that TV televised debate between the two of them. The people who heard the debate on radio only, they knew President Nixon had won the debate. The people who watched the televised debate, they knew that President Kennedy had won the debate. Based purely on how good this guy looked, Kennedy looked radiant and healthy and young. And Nixon looked old and wore out with a 5 o'clock shadow. He had a heavy beard to begin with. Now, Kennedy was a lot of things. but he was a patriot. He understood people. He understood government. He understood what was wrong. And had he lived, this world would have been a lot different the past more than half century, 57 years. It would have been a lot different. No Vietnam War, a thriving economy, and on. But he went up against powers that he wasn't able to prepare to deal with. Best I can tell, President Trump is prepared to and has dealt with these powers. They want this man dead. There's no two ways about it. They want President Trump dead. It didn't receive much news, but he fired the head of the Secret Service. Was that earlier this year or in January? I think it was. I'm not positive. There's never been any public disclosure about why that happened. So here we are, the third week of December 2020. We're hoping, us patriots are hoping, that there will be a peaceful resolution to this election. And we do not have President Trump leaving the White House the 20th of January. There's going to be trouble either way. You can count on it. Whether President Trump remains in office or not, the communists will cause trouble. If Joe Biden's in office, we got even more trouble because we won't have control over the Oval Office, over the presidency. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're paying heed. What can you do between now and January 20th? My oldest grandson, he says, Grandpa, the Simpsons say that the violence will begin. It's January 20th. And I said, well, I always get my best information from the Simpsons. That's just what I need is information from a cartoon. But they do have a track record of doing accurate predictions. The Simpsons TV adult cartoon show. So what can you do in the next 4 weeks? January 20th. What can you do? Well, work with your team to make sure your team is properly trained and works together like a well-oiled machine, as we say. If you have a safe haven separate from your normal house, that safe haven is all squared away and ready to go. If you're going to shelter in place, make sure you have a way to stay warm if the power grid goes down, that you have plenty of water, at least 3 gallons per person per day. I would have at least 1 month's supply of water minimum. Enough food, a way to cook the food, a way to stay clean if the water stops running, a way to have a little bit of light at night, medical supplies, a way to protect yourself from criminals. That typically means firearms and ammunition and the training to go along with it. Just because you own a firearm doesn't mean you're competent with a firearm. I know men and women who think that's the case. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Owning firearms does not translate into competency with firearms. I'm still learning myself, and I know more about firearms and marksmanship than most people will ever know. But I'm still learning. Thanks to Sam Andrews and Freedom Center USA, world-class training center down there in Lebanon, Missouri. So there's a lot you can do between now and then. You may want to store up some fuel. If the power grid goes down, well, then the fuel supply is gone also. That fuel does not just jump out of the ground and come out those pumps by itself. It needs electricity to do that. So storing gasoline is dangerous. It needs to be done properly. You need to have the proper preservative in it. And we have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 18th, the last Friday of this year for our live show here at Republic Broadcasting. We got the next two Fridays off and the next two Thursdays off. How about that? This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Scroll down on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. You'll find the EMP Shield tile there. Get a nice discount. Do you want that? Do you want your child, your daughter, your son, your grandchild to get home, that one most important trip of their life to get home after EMP attack, like I do? like I did, because I got mine for my grandchildren. Well, you can also. A nice discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. So I'm talking about preparedness here. What can you do between now and the 20th of January? There's a lot you can do. Storing up water. Getting some extra food light in there. Figuring out a way to keep warm. You may have to retreat to one room of your house to stay warm. It's a lot easier to try to keep one. It'll probably be a kitchen, is what it would be. A lot easier to warm one room than a whole house full of rooms. Leave it up to you to figure that out. Criminals take advantage of bad circumstances. Now, as many of you know, I began investigating crimes in 1973, 47 years ago, a number of murders and hundreds of criminal cases. Occasionally, not many times, but several times, I've sat across the interview table from a career criminal, not some guy who made a mistake, but a career criminal. And I'll ask him the following question. Tell me, sir, if there was an ice storm, an earthquake, a flood, what would you do? They look me straight in the eye and say, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. So if the power grid goes down, your home and everything in it just becomes economic opportunity for criminals. That's all it is to them. They could give a damn about you and your welfare. They'll steal that generator in a heartbeat, and that's been way too common. If you have a generator for emergency purposes that you intend on sitting outside your garage and letting it run, well, first of all, the whole neighborhood's going to know it's there. Second of all, you better have a really good-sized chain and have that thing chained down to something really big and heavy, or it'll be gone before you wake up. It'll just flat be gone. Anything you can do to make it quieter would be a smart thing. There's different ways to do that. A bigger and better muffler, of course, would be one way to do that. Economic opportunity. You, your home, the food you've got, the medical supplies you've got, the water you have. Economic opportunity. That's all you are to criminals. Criminals are opportunists. I've been a victim of crime myself a couple of times. I recall I was a young man, a young investigator, and I had a paper sack full of groceries in the back seat of my car. I had another stop to make. I neglected to lock my car. Big mistake. I come back out and that bag of groceries was gone. And things were tight. Well, I was a young investigator. Money was really, really tight. And I was so sad and so unhappy. And I looked around. The thief was long gone, of course. Long gone with my groceries that my family really needed. Really needed it. So criminals are opportunists. And they will strike in a heartbeat, just as fast as you can maybe faster than you can imagine. I don't know. Preparing in advance will help you and your family get through this. We're in for hard times. No matter if President Trump is reelected or not, we're in for hard times. It's going to be worse if President Trump's not reelected. But we're going for hard times regardless, especially if you live in a blue city that's in a blue state. That's going to make it even worse. These communist mayors and governors, they will make it just as bad as it bad can be. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 18th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up places you don't want to be. Just put it right in your browser, thelibertyman.com. You'll be right there in a moment. I have every 24 hours the Daily Intelligence Briefing updated, put together every day by a friend of mine. We met while we were both working on a homicide, a former counterintelligence agent. He's now retired. He's got the time to do this. You want to know what's going on in the world? North America, United States, Asia, Europe, Africa, South America? Well, this is the place to find out. The Daily Intelligence Briefing, what we call open source intelligence. There's a lot there. You don't have to read all of it. Just read what you're interested in. I have something that will help you also if you're having issues with arthritis pain. That's pretty ubiquitous in American society. Even high school students are having arthritis pain these days. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. In the next hour, we'll be talking to Steve Whitman about how the energy cleaner saved his life. It's a very heartwarming, true story. It really is. In the meantime, you can check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads that go with it, everything's right there for sale. I'd be glad to take care of your order personally. That's what I do. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Preparedness between now and January 20th. Of course, the single most important thing you can do, above and beyond everything else, is your spiritual preparedness. Of course it is. We tend to focus on all the material things, and those things are important. Of course they are. But let's not overlook the single most important thing, which is spiritual preparedness. We're up against evil here. There's no two ways about it. The socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they're representing the forces of evil. Don't fool yourselves. Not for a minute. And I'm talking about the leadership here. There's many good, patriotic Democrats. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about the leadership. The leadership is pure evil. They've sold out their country for monetary exchange from China. Sold us out. So working in spiritual preparedness. It's not my job as a talk show host to tell you what that should be. I do feel a responsibility, however, to advise you that taking part of that part of your life is very important. It's not optional. It can be different things for different people. So work on it. Whatever it takes, work on it. Once you do it every day for a while, it becomes habit and you'll get used to it. It'll become comfortable for you if you work on your spiritual preparedness every day like I do. Pray daily. I pray daily. I hope you do too. If you don't, I hope you learn to. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. I start out the prepper tip of the day saying pray for our president and his family and pray for our republic. That's about as important as it gets, isn't it? This president needs our prayer to be protected. They don't talk publicly about all the attempts on the president's life. It serves no purpose. It could make things worse. I have no doubt there have been multiple attempts on this president's life. No doubt at all. And he has the best protection that there is, including the protection of our Lord Jesus. I'm convinced of it. I am absolutely convinced of it. So moving on from there, what can you do the next 4 weeks? Maybe you can take a first aid class. That's a possibility. Things tend to slow down this time of year for all that kind of activity, but maybe you can. Possible. Maybe you can get a CPR class. Maybe so. Do what you can. Do what you can in the time we've got. We got a caller on hold here at Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. John, I don't know if you happen to see the breaking news with Breitbart about what happened in Nevada. You had over 14,000 illegal aliens that voted for bumbling Biden, okay? You had dead people voting there. And we're not even talking other states. We're just talking about Nevada, which is proven. Michigan, Trump's already gaining back some votes. There was fraud. Nobody's Rand Paul said, this is nothing but a disgraceful thing, and people need to go to jail. People have got to be put in jail. The law has got to be enforced. And you're stealing an American election, and all we heard for 4 years is Russia, 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 when it should have been China, China, China.
Right.
This is
right.
Nothing but a cabal. And I don't know who really is the deep state, but I know the Koch brothers are behind this, those crooks. They want to flood this country with more illegal immigration. We've got angel mothers and fathers, John. We've had over 4,000 Americans murdered by illegal aliens, okay? No, the media is complacent in this. they're derelict in this, what they've done as a journalist. They're not journalists. They're a political party, all these media networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. They're all criminal. They're all criminals. And they want to take down the white Northern European culture of this country. Absolutely. Like, all these people keep coming to this country from Latin America. Why aren't they going to South America, where they have a giant continent, they have more fertile land to grow food than actually the United States does? Okay? But they're pouring in here for what reason? What is the reason if white man is so racist, if white man is this and that and so bad, why all these Africans, Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, bringing all these Somalians and all these Ethiopians and everybody else over here? Why, John? This is to take down the white power structure of this country.
Right.
And we know
right.
who's
well,
behind
they want
that.
To change the demographics. They want to change
oh,
the demographics.
Absolutely. It's already happened. Look at Florida, John. There's not
every
one
election.
White man or woman on the commission. But listen, here's another thing. I want you to talk about this because you're a military man. How did Hunter Biden, who got booted out of the military, how has this guy got so many millions of dollars when he had a dishonorable, listen to this, a dishonorable discharge? And this guy's okay. like made out to like he's a cream puff. Oh, he's a Snow White.
Well, I'll talk about that, Tom. I will talk about it. And
I want you to talk about Hunter Biden,
okay.
about his criminal activities and his three women he's gotten knocked up in the last 5 years.
Right. Well, I will talk about
Biden's
that.
Grandkids.
Thank you,
for
your call, Tom. Appreciate it. Well, Hunter Biden is the lead man for his father. If it wasn't for his father being the former vice president, of course, he started this when Biden was the vice president, he would be a big zero. He would be living off the welfare of his father is what he'd be doing. But because he is the son of the vice president, foreign nationals recognize him as a way to get political favors from his father. That's why all that took place, is because of the father's connection. It's all because of Joe Biden that Hunter Biden was able to do any of these things. He's leading the life of Hunter Biden is leading the life of an irresponsible young man who knows no limits. That's what he's doing. He knows no limits, and he's living his life accordingly. Assuming President Trump has a second term, which I'm highly confident that he will. Hunter Biden's world is going to collapse around his ears unless he takes his money, which apparently he's already got money in Swiss bank accounts, possibly other places, goes to a country that does not have extradition, and he can continue his dysfunctional life in some country that doesn't have extradition with the United States. So that will come to a screeching halt. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden sought refuge in a country that doesn't have extradition treaty with the United States as well. Wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, I kind of expect it. I kind of expect it with the crimes that are provable, the evidence we've seen, the provable crimes that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have both engaged in. He may want to seek asylum in a country that doesn't have extradition with the United States, along with dozens and dozens of others. That were connected to these crimes the past 4 years against President Trump. We shall see. We shall see. In the meantime, all of you out there, you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared for what's coming. Will the communists attack the power grid? I don't know. Will they use EMP? They can. They've got it. There's localized EMP devices. There's ones that could knock out a state, knock out an entire region, knock out the entire country. I think they're more likely to use the more localized ones. They don't want to damage everything. They want an intact infrastructure that they can use for their own purposes. But a EMP device that could take out a city, could also take out a military base, obviously. Knocking out our command and control of our military would be a wise thing for the communists if they want to take over our country. So having EMP protection is a smart thing, a real smart thing. Common criminals, I touched on that earlier. Yes, we're concerned about the communist Chinese and their minions, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, but let's not discount just plain old common criminals. Every neighborhood has them. without exception, every neighborhood has common criminals, some more than others. And they're opportunists. If they know the power grid's down, they're going to hit fast and hit hard. What will they hit first? Jewelry stores, gun shops, liquor stores, appliance stores, places selling valuable things like furs, for example, expensive leather jackets. They'll hit those places first. We know that because that's what they've done in the past when it comes to looting. They're not stupid. They know where the valuable stuff is. The gun stores in Los Angeles were hit within minutes of the riots beginning in the L.A. riots. Liquor stores the same way. Jewelry stores the same way. Organized. These weren't just random looters. No, these were organized gangs that had organization. They had transportation trucks. They had tools. They had the manpower. They had the plan. Nothing was spontaneous when it came to that kind of activity. It was all planned in advance. And it will be again. I understand some of these downtown areas and some of these blue cities are still boarded up after all these weeks and months. Still boarded up. Why is that? Well, the owners are concerned about what's going to go down, aren't they? They should be concerned. I am. I don't even live in one of these blue cities. Now, my hometown, St. Louis, has become a blue city, unfortunately, over the years. My heart goes out to the people that live there, the good, honest men and women that live in St. Louis and St. Louis County. St. Louis County, a bit less so, but they have a county executive named Sam Page who has basically destroyed the food and beverage and hospitality industry in St. Louis County. Just wiped it out with these lockdowns that serve no purpose at all, at least no viable medical scientific purpose. So you're sitting there listening to John Moore on Friday, the 18th day of December. You're hoping to have a wonderful Christmas with your family a week from today, which I hope you do. I hope you don't put off anything because of the fake pandemic. The mother of a friend of mine, she died last Monday, and he's blaming her death on the GOP, and GOP not taking the pandemic seriously enough. Well, I knew his mother. She's a great lady. She was well into her 90s. I don't know what her health situation was. She's allegedly died of COVID, which maybe she did. Older people get COVID, they get pneumonia, they die. That's unfortunate, but that's what happens every year when people, elderly folks, get the flu that have a fragile immune system, fragile health. That's an unfortunate fact of life. I'm not going to say anything to my friend because he's very emotional about his mother passing, and that's understandable. That's normal. No point in that. He's an emotional mess right now, as expected he would be. It doesn't change the fact that there's no pandemic. There is no pandemic. I need to keep emphasizing that. There is no pandemic. A disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it is not a pandemic. End of story. Despite what you may hear on the news, despite what Dr. Fauci may say, he's lying to you. It's not a pandemic. All these people wearing these masks, what's the point of that? They feel better? The mask filters to 10 microns, and the virus is 1 micron. You don't need to be a genius to figure out that's not going to work. Besides which, your eyes are still exposed. Your eyes are mucous membranes. They can absorb a virus just like your nose and mouth can. So what's the point? There is no point, except it makes things worse. We've had a dramatic increase in bacterial pneumonia due to people wearing masks, people that are already having a fragile immune system. They're already susceptible to pneumonia to begin with, and then they accelerate by wearing a mask. And creating the ideal environment for bacterial pneumonia to grow right there in front of their nose and the mouth. A warm, moist environment. That's what bacteria needs to thrive and grow quickly. A warm, moist environment. That's what the mask creates. The ideal place, just like a petri dish in a special cabinet that's warm and moist. Same thing, except it's on your face. I'm not sure how far behind a rocket heater company is right now. They were running about 6 to 8 weeks behind, but wouldn't be a bad idea to get in line and get one. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of December. We've got a couple of calls on hold. Try to get them in before this hour is over. First, we have Pat in Texas. Go ahead, Pat.
I think people need to know that BLM got something passed in Texas, which may be in their state too, and it says if you are the sole caretaker of a loved one or somebody, and they are unable to make a decision for themselves, which they can do that in no time at all, then you have to have medical power of attorney to tell them what they can and can't have, like a vaccine.
Okay.
I hate it, but I haven't told it to too many people because they say, no, I don't believe that, but it's too late once there's nobody to take something about. I saw a veteran do that, and it's really bad.
Anything else, Pat?
No, people just do it now while they can do it. I mean, it's too late if they know you're getting the power of attorney papers, they'll even give you the power of attorney papers. But then, meanwhile, he doesn't make it past you get them filled out and given to him.
All right. Well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate that. Next, we have Dennis in New Jersey. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes. Hi, John. A couple of things. You mention often about this EMP. Now, I know it stands for electromagnetic pulse, but probably most of the people don't really understand what this is all about. We have this book that 1 second after or something like that, which sort of explains the whole thing. But whenever you mention it, there's never an explanation of what these letters stand for and what that's all about. So maybe when you have a chance, you can go into a little bit of an explanation on what that is.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard to do that right now with less than 2 minutes left this hour, but that's a good point there, Dennis. And I shouldn't make assumptions people have a clue what that means, should I?
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to say, although we're running out of time, is that I think the major problem in all of this is that the general public is just not aware of what's going on. Like, in one sense, you're a minority, and RBN is a minority, and they don't hear this thing. They hear the regular news, and they listen to the news, and Biden is the president-elect, and that's all that they know. When I talk to my neighbors, they don't know anything about what's going on with things. And when you I'll give you a very fast, for instance, they have this business with veterinarians that you cannot bring an animal in there anymore. You pull your car up, they come out to the car, they get the animal, they bring the animal in, and then they bring the animal back. Now, when we were challenging this, they said, the receptionist says, well, we have to do this because, after all, it is the law. Now, that's really interesting because most people think all this business with the mask and the distance, it's the law. And it's not anything like that. It can't be the law. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right. It's no law. It's a regulation. Okay. Dennis, thanks, sir.
All my friends, all my neighbors, all my relatives, they don't know what's going on.
They have no idea
what's going on.
They don't. Dennis, thank you very much.
Quickly.
We're out of time this hour. Appreciate it. Okay, we're at top of the hour break. We'll be back with Steve Whitman. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.